I would like to introduce our speaker, Debbie Ward. Debbie is the community manager with Moneygall Development Association, who are a social enterprise supported by Offaly Local Development Company. Debbie is going to tell us a bit about some of the wonderful projects which they have successfully undertaken here in Moneygall and which aligns with a number of the UN SDGs, most notably SDG number 3, Good Health and Wellbeing, and SDG number 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities. Take it away, Debbie.
Hello, everybody. My name is Debbie Ward. I'm the Community Manager with Moneygall Development Association in County Offaly. I started in my role in April 24, and I just wanted to talk today about how we are supporting good health and well-being in Moneygall community. So I suppose it all started with our community development plan, which went across 2018 to 2025. And we did that using funding from the Rural Development Programme, as well as funding and huge support from Offaly Local Development Company. One of the main takeaways from that was we as a community wanted to become a healthier community with a strong focus on health and well-being, along with a cleaner and healthier environment. So just a little bit about Moneygall. It's a very small village in County Offaly on the border with Tipperary. We have a population of 313, and that's kind of split 50-50 between male and female. So across the different age groups, 0 to 17 age group, we have 67 people living in Moneygall. Between 18 to 64 year olds, we have 191. So that's the majority of our population here. And 65 plus, we've roughly 55 members of the community at that age group. So a number of requirements became very clear after numerous public consultations and getting feedback on the likes of the dislikes and likes about Moneygall. I do want to point out that it's hugely important to make the community feel like they all have a voice. This will result in buy-in across the different groups. The social enterprises we have in our village would not be possible without the huge hours that our volunteers give across the different groups. I think that success then breeds success, and people are more likely to get involved when they see results. You need to make it easy for people to get involved. It's also imperative that you have a strong team to lead the initiatives. And Moneygall Development Association board are just that. We have Sean, Henry, Colette, Teresa and Willie, and they genuinely care about the community and the well-being of the community, as well as making Moneygall a great place to live. They put huge effort and hours into making that happen. So just to get back to our development plan, out of that, there were a number of initiatives. The first one was that the community would like to see the development of a community gym. We were successful in getting that across the line, and we opened our community gym in June of 2020. Another opportunity then was to develop cycling routes locally. And we now have three Kearney cycling loops developed, one for 30 kilometres, one for 39 and another one for 47 kilometres. They bring you all along a local historical sites around the area, so it's quite interesting, but you'd want strong legs for this. We've also developed a number of walks as a result of the development plan. We have the Rock of Laura Loop. This takes in the village, the soccer club and the hurling field walking tracks, as well as local farmlands. So that's actually accessible to all, as it has a number of looped walks with flat surfaces. Another requirement from the community plan was to improve pavements and streetscapes. We have done that by support of Offaly County Council and our Tidy Town Committee. People wanted all to see, we have a multi-use games area. People wanted to see that renovated and the use of it expanded. So we fundraised for that, and we added lights, and surface improvements were also made. So that's now used by a number of local clubs and our local national school. It allows groups to stay active during winter months with the surface and the lights. People also want to see a community social enterprise develop that supports a healthy lifestyle. So we actually opened a community cafe, and that was opened in June 2023. As a result of seeing the success of the community development plan, the Moneygall Development Association were able to apply to Pubble for CSP workers to support the community development. And they were successful with the appointment of one community manager and two full-time employees to support all areas of the community. And as a result of having the CSP workers, we've seen a huge increase in the number of events that we can run in the village. The results can be seen across a number of different social enterprises in the village, and they all lead into the good health and well-being in our community. So the first one I want to talk about is our community garden. Our community garden was opened in July 2018, and we did that with funding from OLDC and IPB Insurance. That's completely run by volunteers, and it's mostly run by older volunteers from our community. They grow a huge variety of fruit, vegetables, herbs and flowers. To name a few, they have apples, strawberries, cucumbers, carrots, peas, tomatoes, onions, courgettes, cauliflower. The list is endless. They're open to the public every Saturday morning to sell their produce. So that's a great way for local people to go in and buy organic homegrown produce at a reduced price. We also include the garden in our summer camp, which allows the children to see how fruit and veg are growing, and they get to actually taste all of the produce in the garden. And it's amazing the amount of children who were introduced to new healthy foods that they wouldn't have dreamed of trying at home. The difference in the taste of a tomato that's homegrown and one that's shop bought is huge. And a lot of them have continued to eat those as part of their daily routine. We also use produce from the garden in our cafe for soups, salads and different dishes. The community garden are supported by our CSP outdoor worker. What that means is it takes a lot of the heavy lifting out of their work, and they're able to go in and volunteer in the garden. So it means they're outside in the fresh air and they're you know, getting activity and they're meeting people. So there's lots of social inclusion as a result of that. Then just to tell you a little about our community cafe. So we are very health conscious in our community cafe. All our salads, soups, hot foods are made in-house. So we have huge control over additives, preservatives, salt content, stuff like that. We don't use processed food in our cafe. Everything is homemade. We try to encourage healthy eating for our customers with the types of things that we have our menus. We have homemade soups, salads, granola, yogurt, plant-based milks, gluten-free items, and a very varied menu for people to make healthy choices from. As well as that, we cook our hams and our chicken ourselves and slice them from fresh produce, so there's no processed meats. Volunteering in the cafe for the teenagers educates them about food, and we have seen them make healthier choices since they've come and prepared food in the cafe. All of our baking is home baked by local people using the best of ingredients. So our cafe is a real hub of the village. It's a great place for people to meet. We don't have anywhere else in the village to meet. There's only one pub. We don't have any shop. We've no post office. So when there's something to celebrate, people gather in the cafe. When there's something bad happens in the village, people, you know, gather towards the cafe. So it's a real integral part of our community. Another social enterprise that we have in the village that encourages health and well-being is our community gym. So the gym was opened in June 2020. We have 50-50 male and female members in our gym. We have male and female personal trainers available, which encourages both sexes to come and use the gym. We ran gym induction and fitness training for over 50s to encourage them to become active. And we offered free personal training sessions to encourage people back to the gym, maybe who haven't been there for a little while. Or maybe were a little afraid of using a gym because they didn't think they'd be able to use the different machines. We also recently have been working with Offaly Sports Partnership, who are supporting Ukrainians displaced by the war who are living locally by helping them with gym memberships. So we're trying to encourage all demographics in our community to live a healthier lifestyle. As a result of Moneygall Development Association having CSP employees, good health and well-being has seen a huge uplift in the village. We see that good health and well-being is both body and mind. It's so important to address issues such as social isolation, poverty, as well as education and responsible consumption. We have run a huge number of events over the last 2 years where we try to include as many sustainable development goals as we can. So just to mention a few, we ran a healthy eating cooking class with support of the HSE. So that just educated people in a local hall as to how to cook healthy meals for their family. We've run first aid training. Every week we have mobility class for over 50s, where we welcome people of all abilities. So we have a couple of members of our communities with special needs. Our average age at that class is probably 70 years of age. We have both men and women, and it's one of the most popular classes we run in the village. We have run Pilates classes, where we actually had to turn a couple of people away. It was that popular. So we have a great community, and they are really good to get involved in any events that we're running. We also recently set up a parent and toddler group in conjunction with Offaly County Council. We have run Boccia with the support of Offaly Sports Partnership. We also set up a little club with table tennis and darts for teenagers. So we were just trying to bring activities to teenagers who probably don't play the traditional sports like GAA and soccer. And that was very popular as well. We run a summer camp for children. We took part in the annual mental health walk. We also did a guided Rock of Loyal loop walk as part of National Fitness Day with Active Ireland. We, a couple of weeks ago, ran with the Her Heart Matters campaign in conjunction with the Irish Heart Foundation, where they offered free heart health checks to everybody in the community. We did Halloween scare walks. We run boot camps, art classes. We also have outdoor gym equipment beside our playground, where we can see adults get time to work out when the kids are playing in the playground and everybody's visible and safe and they all have great fun. We take part in National Spring Clean, where volunteers come and help pick up rubbish from the side of the road. We also run crochet classes and STEM camp classes to educate youngsters. I think when you're looking at the events that you're running in regards to good health and well-being, you really need to make sure that you're constantly engaging with the community to see what they want and reevaluating your goalposts. You need to think, are there small changes that you can make to increase the engagement? An example of, you know, when I was setting up a robotics club, just checking with the soccer club and the GAA clubs for that age group. Did they have training on those nights, or was I clashing with something else? With the teenage table tennis, it was from age 13 to 18. And by just lowering the age limit by 1 year, we saw a huge uplift in the kids that were coming to that class. It's also important, I think, to be present at events for the community to share their ideas and feedback on what's working for them, what they'd like to see in the community in terms of good health and well-being. And just looking at, are there any demographics that are not engaging? Can you reach out to leaders in their groups? You know, can you reach out to somebody from Age Active, to the public health nurse, to people who work with Meals on Wheels, just to let people know that these events are taking place and that they're open to all. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, for that insight into the amazing work which you and your colleagues are doing here in Monaghan community. I have to say that I am truly in awe at what I have seen here today in terms of the state-of-the-art community facilities and services which you have established here in Monaghan, such as the gym facility, the hub, the community garden, the community cafe. These community facilities and services that you offer here are closely aligned with several of the UN SDGs. For example, all the produce from the local community cafe is sourced locally, and much of it is grown here in your local community garden, which complies with SDG number 11, Sustainable Cities and Communities. The benefits for anybody who comes here to use these facilities in terms of both physical and mental health is so perfectly in tune with SDG number 3, good health and well-being. Well done, Debbie, to you and all the team here in Monaghan, and keep up the good work. Thank you for your attention, and I hope that you have gained some inspiration from our speaker today and the great work that they are doing in our communities in support of the UN Sustainable Development Goals.